This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. Good morning, my loves. This is your girl, Sada Star, and I'm your big sis here at the Easy Breezy Life. Welcome to another wonderful Monday in A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman. The topic of today's conversation is Catch the Little Foxes. I want to say that about a year ago, my prayer life shifted. As a young emerging leader, I spent a great deal of time reflecting on my personal leadership philosophy, how I role model my values, and how it plays out in my public and private life. And at this point in my life, I sincerely find myself asking God for a good success. What is good success? For me, good success is the kind of success that adds to your life without taking away from your peace, your joy, your hope, and your relationships. You may have heard the expression, all money and good money. Well, let me tell you that I have personally experienced in certain promotions and seasons in my life that open doors seemed like they would lead to something good. And in the end, it ended up being the lion's den on the other side. I thank God for those experiences now because they ultimately led me to my personal value system when assessing opportunities for the next level. And as I continue to prepare myself for what God has prepared for me, my prayer in this moment is that God will refine me and remove anything in my life that does not honor him. And each day, as I give time and attention to the Holy Spirit, God reveals a little hidden fox in my life. And what is a hidden fox, right? The hidden foxes are the parts of our personality and character that God sees and knows about, but no one else may see. And the Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10, that the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is extremely sick. Who can understand it fully and know its secret motives? I, the Lord, search and examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each man or woman according to their ways, according to the results of their deeds. See, if we are honest, we all have little foxes hiding out in the cores of our heart, and in the corners, places that people can't see. The hidden pride, ego, jealousy, all these things that no one will ever know about because some of us have become masters at concealing them. For others, some of our shortcomings are clear as day, like if you like me. Here's the thing about God, right? He judges the hidden and the public sin just the same. So to condemn one would mean to condemn all of them. In the past, I began to look at subtle things in myself and others that I might have overlooked in prior seasons. And as I experienced more success, I learned more and more that little foxes can become deadly. And the Song of Solomon 2:15 says, "Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil and ruin the vineyards of love, while our vineyards are in blossom." So where does that leave me and where does that leave you? Sometimes it's in retreat, going back under God's shadow, because we want to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and allowing God to prune us and prepare us for the next level, the next step, or even just for this place where we are. You know, this past weekend, I had the opportunity to listen to a message called No Limits by Pastor Michael Todd of Transformation Church. And let me tell you, it was so powerful because sometimes God tells us to remain in a place because there are different aspects of our life that he's refining. And for me personally, I have babied my career so much and made it the center of my universe that I realized this in this season, God is calling me to focus on my other aspects of my life, to enrich my marriage, to spend more time with my baby, to learn the balancing act of being a mom and also being a professional, and understanding that there is such a thing as loving your work too much, being too invested in what you believe your assignment is, and forgetting that more than anything, a wise woman builds her home. And so
it's an interesting turning point in realizing that, first and foremost, harmony in my home, harmony in my heart, so that I continue to be a good wife and a good mom and grow in those areas, needs to be more important than harmony elsewhere. And that sometimes harmony just means boundaries. Sometimes harmony just means quiet. Sometimes harmony means distance. Sometimes harmony means no thank you. Sometimes harmony means a block. And I'm enjoying the season. I'm enjoying the moment. I know that God is working out a good thing. And the biggest prayer for me has always been, Lord, whatever is going to cause me to stumble and fall when you take me where I'm going, I need you to address it now. And let me tell you, that's an interesting prayer, because God's going to put you through circumstances and situations where he is going to reveal what the fox is, what you didn't think was an issue, but actually is an issue, and ask you to take a route that may be contrary to what your character or your impulse tells you to do, but it's still the will of God and is eventually going to save you for that next step. So my prayer for you today is that you're going to ask God and be brave and be courageous and pray the prayer that the Lord will help you catch the little foxes in your life and your heart. Because after all, we want good success, not temporary success, not seasonal success. We want a life that is prosperous and blessed inwardly, outwardly, not just in money, but our entire wellness wheel. Amen. I love you. God bless you. And I shall see you next week for a day in the life of the Alpha Woman.